is a brand new day.
That's right.
Sipping the day.
The day that the Lord has made.
Okay, okay, let's go, yo. Let the song play. What, listen up, what you gotta say. Spin a hit, get with it, it's your daily bread. Word is out from the mouth, what's it all about? Power crew coming through, wanna get with you. Another opportunity for a positive change. People can stay in your brain, rearrange. A minister from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
I'm a Bible teacher and a preacher. Seeker, teach your God on gospel songs. Word is on, like a course, she just carries on.
Gotta keep it brand new day.
Stephanie Chair, listen up, word up, what I got to say. Stephanie J, yo.
That's me.
She had your attention for about an hour. She was shining with this gospel power. Seeking what you need to know. Take it from the radio. You got the goods, you have to go. Tally ho, tally ho.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time is most appropriate as you are tuning in to a brand new day with Stephanie J. Welcome, and I pray that you are well and in good health on this amazing day. It is such a good day to be alive, and I am just so grateful and happy that God has graced me with another day. As the word of God declares in Psalm 118 verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We should rejoice. We should be glad in it. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad. I'm not going to be on for very long today. I am out enjoying my day. Just had, you know, and actually the last few days have been wonderful days. Just enjoying time with my family, celebrating this beautiful young man. I haven't had my son on an episode in quite some time. Actually, it's almost like trying to book a celebrity. He's like a young celebrity, and he is always active and busy and just doing things. And so I just been telling him, you know, I got to get you back on, man. Just, you know, give a quick update and, you know, see what you've been up to. And so he's so blessed to have just celebrated his 12th birthday. Today is October the 17th. So he is 3 days 12. Happy birthday, Christian.
Thank you.
So how you doing, son?
I'm doing great. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
I think I just said that, but it's all right that you married it. So let's talk just a little bit about that day, that 14th. What was your day like on your birthday?
It was great, thanks to some very special people in my life.
Mm-hmm. Do tell, do tell.
My mother and my dad.
Okay, anybody else?
My sister and my brother, too.
Okay, so what'd you do on your birthday?
Well, first, I went to the National Smithsonian Zoo out in D.C. And I had a great time seeing a lot of different animals that you don't get to see every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we had an interesting experience. We won't go into much detail, but it's something that I will mention and note because it is so out of the ordinary for us. Not really a common thing, thank God, but, you know, traveling from Virginia over into DC in that area, even when I MapQuest, now we've been over that area several times. That was our, what, third trip to the zoo?
Right.
Okay. And so I don't know what happens, but when you get nearby, something happens with the streets, and maybe there was a change and it wasn't updated for these, you know, electronic apps. And so I always end up getting turned around for at least maybe 15, 20 minutes. And then I'll kind of run into the area. And, you know, if you choose to park at the zoo, it's $30 to park on that lot. And I'm not about to pay $30. So I try to find somewhere to park nearby. But first, I have to find the zoo. And then it's a challenge because there's never really any parking spots. And I like to park near the meters in front of the zoo. And this time we didn't even come out in that area. It was so challenging and trying that every time I put the address back in, we seemed to get sent further out the way. And so what ordinarily would be 15 or 20 minutes turned into about an hour, maybe a little more, of just driving all around. And we were about to put plan B into action, but I knew he was really looking forward to the zoo. So I just continued to try to find it. I even asked, what was it? Two or three people.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say about
three people. Do you know which direction the zoo is from here? Oh, yeah, you're right here. It's right down the road, right down the hill. And then I go down there and I'm like, I can't get there from here. So anyway, at one of these points, after I had gotten instructions from a lady walking her dog, I'm on my way to where she told me to go. And we come to this street and there is a police cruiser in the street. I pull up at the light, getting ready to go to the light where he is parked. And there's two lanes of traffic coming and another car or two on the left side of me. I'm in the right lane. This officer jumps out of his vehicle, pulls in front. Actually, I'm sorry. He pulls in front of the two lanes, blocks the traffic so nobody can get through. And he jumps out and starts walking in the middle of the street with a rifle. Not a toy rifle, right, Krish?
Right.
A rifle. And I'm sitting there like, what in the world? And Christian's in the backseat. He said, Mom, he has a gun. I said, I see. And now my mind is racing like, okay, do I sit here and wait to see what's going to happen? Or, you know, wait to go through the light to go the way that I'm supposed to go? Or do I just hurry up and make this right turn and hear about whatever might take place? Well, I opted for the latter. I quickly made a right turn. And as we got about a block or two down, we heard the sirens going off. So we don't know what that was about, but thank God everything turned out okay. And about 10 minutes later, we found the zoo and our day began. So we were there for what? Close to 2 hours, got some pictures, got some videos, and then what do we do after that?
After we left there, we went and got some Panda Express for lunch.
Ooh, was it good?
It was delicious.
It was. What'd you have?
I had noodles, teriyaki chicken, mm-hmm. beef and broccoli, mm-hmm. and orange chicken.
Sound a little greedy for 12. All right. So, yeah, it was good. I definitely agree with you there. And so after we stopped at two malls in a ritzy area in Virginia that I actually used to work at. And so we left there and then we got caught in traffic. There was a really bad accident on the highway. Took us some time. And by that time, I just decided, you know, let's go on back home to our area. And so we did. And what did we do after that?
Back in our area, we went to a park mm-hmm. and flew a drone that I got for my birthday.
Okay. You had fun flying a drone?
Yeah, that time I got the hang of it.
Okay, and I got video of that.
Right.
And then we ran to Walmart. I picked up a few more things for your birthday dinner and dessert and everything.
And you picked up ice cream. Or sorbet in my case.
That was your choice. And so then we went home a little, you know, early in the evening. Early evening. We showered. We were hot and, you know, did a few things. And you did what at that point?
I got a haircut from my wonderful professional hair cutters, Mom.
Okay. Yeah, I paid them to say that. But so yeah, because we didn't have time to complete it. We got a little sidetracked, you know, the evening before. And so I just said, well, go ahead and rinse out your conditioner and stuff and I'll trim you up when we get home because we needed to be out early in the morning to get to DC. And so that's why. And so then you showered and then you kind of played with your toys while I did some things. So what did you receive by way of gifts for your 12th birthday?
Well, from my dad, I received, we already mentioned the drone, mm-hmm. but then I got a card and a really cool Lego set of the Batman 1966 classic TV series version.
Okay. What else did you receive?
From my sister, I received the complete season of a series called Avatar mm-hmm. and a Batman puzzle.
Okay, and a really cool Batman tin case.
Right.
And from Sean, your big brother?
I received two Wii games, Donkey Kong Country Returns and Mario Strikers Charged.
Okay. And from your mama?
Oh, from my mom. I received an awesome remote control robot.
Yeah, yeah.
I received a really cool bow and arrow
mm-hmm.
that I wanted, and she knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And I received some Rockaware boots.
Mm-hmm. That you needed for the upcoming season.
Right.
Uh-huh. And?
A card.
Uh-huh.
A suit mug.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, a cool Charlie Brown. He really likes soup a lot, especially when I make it homemade. And now is the season. I'm going to have plenty of soup days. So I said, well, you know what? This will really be cool for him to have this and not always have to use a bowl. And so I got it. And now I got to make some soup. Okay.
Right.
So you got a soup mug and what else?
I got so many things I can't even
well,
remember.
Well, I gave you a bag with the emojis, right. A big
yeah.
Dollar Tree bag. And then I just put it with some of the things that you use. Like I knew you need more A batteries. Got you some crazy glue for your crafts.
Right.
And got you a couple little movies. And
oh, yeah, the movies.
And you wanted apple pie and ice cream. Well, you chose sorbet. So that's what you chose for dessert, to have something a little different. You had a wonderful dinner. And, yeah, you just had a really, really blessed day. And so I was, you know, glad to be a part of that. Just always awesome to celebrate you and enjoy these holidays. And, you know, we just go overboard for you. All of us do, actually, because as I've said before, he's such a wonderful kid. He's such a help. He's a good kid. He's not taking us through anything. You know, he's not in a rebellious stage. He's always very helpful. He's always very grateful. You know, God has really blessed us. He's a good kid. So all of us, include his dad, you know, his siblings, you know, he's just such a pleasure to celebrate. And I'm so glad about that. So listen, end this off by just telling us a little bit of the things that have been keeping you so busy for several months.
Okay, so I've been drawing,
mm-hmm.
doing crafts. I've been making a lot of costumes and helmets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the big accomplishment for me is I finished a movie that I've been working on for a while.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Construction Interruption, written by Mom.
Yeah, Mom helped with the screenplay because you kept bugging me. And I gave him a storyline, wrote it out for him, and he's been working on it to bring it to life. So I'm excited and I can't wait to see the finished result. And I want my royalties. I don't want to have to take you to court.
Okay, I'll make you a crown.
I want my money, boy. But anyway, so yeah, that's a big thing. And then I get to see all of your building structure out of the living room for a while because it's been there for months. By the patio door. That was getting a little irritating. But, so, what else? You said a big accomplishment. I thought you were going to mention something else, and you didn't say it. So, what else did you accomplish over these last few months?
Well, of course, I've been doing my schoolwork because, you know, I'm a homeschool kid.
That's a given. But what else have you accomplished by way of, you know, things that you like to do and something you set a goal toward? Took us some time to get it together, but you finally did.
My channel?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, right.
That's a big deal, boy.
I said I've been working on my channel.
I don't recall you saying that. But so, okay, you have a YouTube channel.
Right.
What's on your channel?
Oh, the, you know, I teach people how to do crafts and drawing and painting and all type of stuff.
And so I guess he's going on 2 months with that. And it's really coming along. It's just really exciting to see all of, you know, what you've been doing for so many years. Not that you're so old, but you've been, everything that you're doing, you've been doing ever since you were like 1 and 2. Your dad used to sit at the table and draw with you while I'd be cooking dinner or doing laundry or even running errands and stuff like that. Y'all would sit at the table and just draw all the time. And your art skills are phenomenal. Painting, drawing, you know, all of the things that you're doing, it's so professional and it's amazing, you know, and it's a talent God has given you and blessed you with so much. And I'm so glad now to see the culmination of it coming together in your movies and YouTube and, you know, so much more. So anyway, Krish, I'm going to end that here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Any final words you have? No? Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, that's basically what's been going on in my world. Like I said, we've had some wonderful, you know, days these last few days. They've been busy. I've actually put off some of the things that I was dealing with, and I didn't mind putting it off because I've been, you know, kind of still dealing with some issues in the home. I had a leak under the sink that, you know, the workers came in about 4 or 5 times. So I was like, okay, my son's birthday is coming up. We're going to just put a bag over this and not use it because I just don't want to have to deal with this. And then as soon as we get to the zoo, I receive a call, a business call that I've been waiting on. And I'm just like, oh, yes. Great. Not right now. I'm trying to enjoy my son's birthday. So sometimes we have to make a decision, you guys. I understand. I say it all the time. There's a lot going on. We're dealing with a lot. Things have changed. Times have changed. Our world is so totally different. And sometimes it can be out of whack, out of sorts. You know, you can be weary. You can get weary. You can get tired of dealing with stuff. You may even want to quit. And guess what? Even Christian knows there are days when I say, God, I am just weary. I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm ready to quit. And then I come to my senses like, but I can't quit. Because if you quit, you never get to your destination. You will never arrive at the end. And plus, I'm not a quitter. I'm out here today. I am repping my hometown, Philadelphia, rocking my brand new Eagles jersey that I never wore, my little black jeans and little short, like little, well, not really army boots, but my little short boots, you know, just rocking the look with my Eagles mask. And, you know, it reminds me that, girl, this is where you from. You're from, I come from strong. I come from tough. I come from endurance. I come from, first of all, the Heavenly Father, made in His likeness and His image. You know, there is nothing that I can't endure. There's nothing that I can't get through. And so I'm going to encourage you all with that today. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, know that it won't always be this way. And as I encourage my young son and my homeschool student, my young prodigy, time is just too short to not do what you've been called to do. And in that, you want to at least carve out some time for enjoyment. Because guess what? We don't know what's coming up the pike. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But I'm encouraging you today. Do something for you. Do something that you love. Do something that you enjoy. Get the most out of this season. I am so enjoying this weather. It is beautiful out here. I'm so enjoying this time, this season of my life. I make up my mind every day. I make a conscious decision every day. Does not matter what's going on. I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to enjoy this day. I'm going to enjoy these times. I am going to enjoy my son for every single day, every single time, no matter what I'm dealing with, I'm going to make sure he's having a good time. He's the last child at home. He's growing up so fast. He's just as tall as his dad and I are. I'm not even going to mention the size boot and Nike sneakers that he just got. You're laughing. I don't think it's really funny. You know, because he's not in kid sizes anymore, you know, and we're looking at him, it's like, you're 12. You know, his dad has a measuring line inside of the closet downstairs that he's been measuring Christian ever since he was about one or two. And it's just amazing to see how tall he is on those lines. Listen, y'all, they grow up. Time is too precious. I know, you know, we're facing and we're dealing with things, but this time, it is precious. Let's not take it for granted that it will always be here. And so whatever you're doing, we're out and about, you know, we're just having a good old time. We tried to fly the drone. It's too windy today. But anyway, we have some things to do. It's going to be some good eating later on. And who knows, we'll probably play a game or watch something. But you guys just enjoy the rest of your day.